This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Houston Health Department is putting together a firearms injury database. It's the first of its kind in the country. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson says there's data from first responders and emergency rooms, along with how many people have died from gunfire.
The firearm injury dashboard is live on the Houston Health Department's website now, and the advocates behind it say it reveals a troubling trend. While overall firearm-related injuries that resulted in hospitalization have gone down over the last 4 years, unintentional shootings of children and young adults are becoming more prevalent. Here's Houston City Council member Abby Kamen, who led the effort.
There's about a 70% gap between hospital visits and what we have in terms of police reports, revealing hundreds of injuries a year, people who we couldn't help because we didn't know about it.
The dashboard will be updated quarterly throughout the year. This year, emergency departments report 1,874 people came with gunshot injuries across Houston. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Since the fall of Kabul to the Taliban in 2021, Texas has been one of the leading destinations for Afghans seeking a home in the U.S. But after the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C., allegedly by an Afghan national, the status of many who are seeking asylum or permanent status is still unclear. Julia Gillette is with the Migration Policy Institute.
It sounds like the U.S. government is both pausing applications for Afghans, but also revisiting immigration statuses that have been granted to Afghans and people from other countries as well.
Along with the D.C. shooting, the Department of Homeland Security is also pointing to the Afghan national charged with making a bomb threat in the Fort Worth area as justification for the policy shift. Mostly clear skies this evening, overnight low expected near 44 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of late afternoon showers. High for the day near 66. Chance of rain tomorrow night up to 90%, and we're expecting a low near 56. I'm Gail DeLauder.